Hey Elul, 8th of September, Rabbi Nechemya Yaffa, Arvos.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I'm really, really sorry I'm late. Watching the waves on your phone saying 8:22, 8:25, when you're going to arrive. I hope Mashiach is more masuda than that. The sugya I want to discuss is Arvos. In last week's Edra, we mentioned how Gris and Harevel, the actual mitzvahs, the cloud, the brachos and the clouds were given on Harevel is more in Pashkesavoy. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei Amad Aleph says, Toni Abba Breider Zera, Kola Brachos Kulom, Afa Pisha Yotza, Moitzi. Chutz mi Birchas Alechem o Birchas Ayayin, Shem Lo Yotza, Moitzi, Mi Yotza Eine Moitzi. When it comes to being moitzi another yid with a bracha, says the Gemara, afal pi sheyotza, even though you've already been yotza your mitzvah, moitzi, you can be moitzi somebody else. So it comes to Rosh Hashanah and in the Baal Tekeya, or anybody has already said the bracha, heard the tzkiyas, after shul you want to go to a yid who can't go to shul, or man or lady, you want to blow for them. You want to make the bracha for them, you can make the bracha for them, even though you've already done your mitzvah. You can be moitzi other people. Except for birchas alechem, birchas yayim, when it comes to birchas alechem, when it comes to wine, bread, then if you need the bracha for yourself, you're going to have a drink of wine yourself, so you need to make a bracha. You make a bracha for yourself, you can moitzi someone else. If you've already made your bracha, or you're not planning on eating at all, then you can't make a bracha for somebody else. Says Rashi, Afa bishiyotza moitzi sharei, kol yisroel areidim zelo zelo mitzvus. How can it be that if you have already made the bracha, you can moitzi somebody else? You've already made the bracha. Should I can make a bracha for someone else? Yes. Because kol yisroel areidim zelo zelo. Every yid there's an orei for each other. We're guaranteed. We have to ensure that the other yid also is a mekayim his mitzvus. And therefore, we can make a bracha and be moitzi another person. Where does this come from? This came from Hagriz and Harevel. When the Levim was standing in the middle between Hagriz and Harevel, and the brachas and the klalos were being given, it wasn't just a ceremony that was taking place of Klal Yisrael accepting themselves brachas and klalos, but they accepted upon themselves a din arabus for each other, a responsibility for each other. Explains the famous Chazon Ish in Siman Yotes HaRachayim. He explains what is this nafkemina between Berachas Alechem and Berachas Yayin, where there's no din afal pi sheyotza moitzi, other mitzvahs there is, and how does this, what does Arabas do? Explains the Chazon Ish, the fundamental Chazon Ish over here, which he explains as follows. We all know the old din of Shomea Kohen. Shomea Kohen means that even if you don't make the bracha yourself with your own mouth, but if you hear me making the bracha for you, another yid making the bracha for you, you can be yotza with his bracha. Every Friday night, kiddush, you come home, your family are yotza with your kiddush. With your kiddush. Shmei Kohen. Says the Chazon Ish. But if you train a parrot, or you train a monkey to make a bracha, and you're listening to the bracha with all the kamana in the world, can he be yotza?
No.
No, it's Maisa Kof Ba'alma. You go, why? You heard the bracha. It was really crystal clear. So what's the difference? The difference is, you didn't hear a bracha. You heard the words of a bracha. That's not a bracha. Why not? What makes it a bracha? A bracha has to come from a bar chiyuva. Someone who is mechuyev bedova. So you heard a monkey, a parrot, it's not mechuyev bedova. Says the Chazon Ish, so if I'm making a bracha because I need the bracha, I need tkiyah shofar, and I'm making it for you, shomea ka'ona alone will be enough. Because you heard a bracha from a mechuyev bedova. Aber, what happens if I've already heard tkiyah shofar? So what are you in the business of making a bracha again for? That's not a bracha. That's not a baruch yuva. That's a ma'aseh kof ba'alma. Even more than that. It might even be an Aveira. Brocha Levatola. You can't just make brochas whenever you want. So how can you be Yotza with this gentleman's brocha? He's Yotza. I'm a Bisha Yotza. If he's already been Yotza. says the Chazon Ish, now kicks in Arvus. Arvus says, one second, you're not only mechuyev to make a bracha for your own mitzvah, you're mechuyev to worry about every other yid as well. So now you become a baruch yuva, you become ois parrot, you become out of being a din of a parrot, because you're not only mechuyev for yourself, which that you've already done, you're now mechuyev to make sure that everybody else also does that mitzvah. So now you're a baruch yuva. Not for yourself, for the other person. So now the other person is hearing a bracha. He's not hearing words of a bracha. He's hearing actual bracha. You become a baruch yuva. If you look over here on page 2, that's where the Chazon Ish is written over there. You become a baruch yuva. So, we have the Gemara, Afishiyot Samoiti, and we have the Chazon Ish, which explains that the Arava says that even though you're even Yotza, you still are a baruch yuva for the other Eden over here. Therefore, your bracha is a bracha, and not a bracha of a batala, and the other person can be Yotza. When it comes to Lechem, and when it comes to Berchus Nenu, Berchus Yayin, there is no Arvas. Simple reason. The person that you want to be Moitzi is not, Rashi says, is not Mechuyev to eat or make a bracha. Don't eat. Don't eat. And don't make a bracha. You're not Mechuyev to have breakfast. You don't have to eat. Therefore, Arvas is only, I'm Mechuyev to make sure you do your Chiyuvim. But if you don't have a chiyuv, then I'm not mechuyev responsible for your non-chiyuvim. So, if I make a bracha myself, shemei ka'ina, I'm making a good bracha, you can be yotza. But otherwise, it's going to be a bracha levatala. I can't make a bracha for you if you're not mechuyev mitzvah. I'm only mechuyev to make sure you do your chiyuvim. That's what Arvus does. But if you're not mechuyev, I can't make a bracha for you, it's going to be a bracha levatala.
If he eats, he has got chiyuv.
Yeah, but after she yotza, what the other person who's listening,
yeah.
You're right. If he does eat, he has to make a bracha before he eats. When he's holding that piece of cake in his hands, et daf nishesen. When he's holding that cake in his hand, he doesn't have to eat. He doesn't have to make a bracha, he doesn't have to eat. So by the time I'm making the bracha, there's no chiyuv.
So if you're eating matzah or korbanos?
Yeah, when it comes, yeah, not kananah. But then, I don't know if I have mochi. You can moitzi for that. You can be moitzi the person for the brachas hamoitzi. The brachas hamatzah you probably could, because the brachas hamitzah already. Okay. That's the chazan. Now the behag. The olim seem to be a bit worried about this brachas alechem. But say yes, I'll just read you out the Loshon Rashi. Those have the papers in front of them can see it. It's on page 1. Chutz brachas alechem v'ayayin. Ushaar brachas peiros v'reichani, and the brachas that we make on smelly. She'eino chayva, elo she'asa lehonis min ha'olam b'lei brachas. It's not a chayva, she can't have an old out bracha. Ve'ein u'bazu ein kan arvos. She'eino chayva la'odom loy lishani, v'loy libori. Zay lo lash. Fine. The behag, emin la mitzvahs, he counts this mitzvah, the brachas and tzaras and hagrizim, as one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam, and you can see this on page 2, in Sefer Mitzvahs, does not count it as one of the mitzvahs. And the Behag Yeshayahu Shlishi Yeshayahu Gimel explains why not. He has a rule. I don't count everything as Tarei Mitzvahs. Yeshayahu Shlishi explains the exception of Yeshayahu Shlishi is a mitzvah that is not Noyeg L'Doyros, that is a one-off, like building the Mizbeach, even if it's a mitzvah to build the Mizbeach, but it's a one-off mitzvah. It's not noyeh for future generations. He doesn't count those. That doesn't go into the cheshvan of 630 mitzvahs. Zog the Rambam clearly, u'ba'avur ha'sheresh hazeh, and because of this rule, ein roi limnois brochas ha'kodesh ha'itztavu ve'endubiz le'evo. You count, I'm not going to count the mitzvah, the hagrizim under evo, the din of Arvus. Fretzach ha'posh v'kasha, the Behag, I understand very well, he's moineh, he counts on the mitzvahs, because Arvus, we just said, the Gemara applies today. Oh, but according to Rambam, why is it not Noeg L'Doyros? It applies today, we saw. Tani Abba Vedra Zera. Didn't Arvus apply today? We do the whole time, Arvus. He Afkisha Yotza, when Yotza already Berchus Kiyah Shofar, we even went to other people. So why does the Rambam not count it? Now, we're very short of time for Shteitzel, so I'm going to have to miss out a couple of Shlavim in the middle. I'm going to go to the Gemara Brochus. The Gemara Bracha says, famous Gemara, the Gemara in the Shaila, Noshim be Birchas Hamazon, the rice of Rabbanon. Or women mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon be the rice of Rabbanon. Machleik's Rashi teaches us why should they not be mechuyev. I think it's a commentator says they can't say Birchas Hamazon, or because they weren't given land in Eretz Yisrael. So, Shai, or that's the reason why maybe they're not mechuyev, why they are mechuyev, because not mechuyev is my grandma, so they should be mechuyev. Rashi explains that. At the end of the day, that's the Gemara Shai. Says the Gemara, Lemay Nafkimina. The other I said, the other Rabbanon, and the end of the day, the Mechuyev, they have to bench. So the Gemara, the practical Nafkamina is whether they can be Moitzi another person or not. If they're Mechuyev in a Torah, then it can be Moitzi another person Mechuyev in a Torah. If the only Mechuyev Rabbanon, it can't be Moitzi a person in a Torah, because that person who needs the Deraisa is not hearing a Bracha of a Barachiyah with a Deraisa. He's not hearing the right level Bracha, so he can't be Yitzah. There's a Gemara. Even if the only mechuyev is Rabbanon, even the mechuyev at all, there's a din arvus. We said that b'shiyatza moitzi, if someone's not mechuyev at all, he can be moitzi somebody else. So what's the problem? Let the noshim be mechuyev is Rabbanon, then he can be moitzi the other person. He din arvus. As I break the rosh, enter the rosh. A very interesting answer. Zog the Rosh. I copied it over here that you can see for yourself. It's highlighted over here on page 3. Zog the Rosh. V'yeh Shloimeh, 3 lines down. V'yeh Shloimeh. T'loi domi, t'ish. Afa b'ishle ocha klum, dinu sheres achir. V'chod yisro rin zeh ozeh. A man has a din arvus. T'ish has a din arvus. Even if he's not b'chod mitzvah, he can make it to somebody else. Aber an Isha, can't be mechayev somebody else. Aber Isha, the second book, now, Aber Isha, Eino mechayev arvus. Lekach Eino mitzias mishet mechuyvo im rabbonon. Rosh seems to say, different between Isha and Isha. Avada by an Ish, Apish yotza mechayev, can be mechayev somebody else. Aber an Isha can't. And the Shai of the Gemara of Yitzhak Moslems happens to be regarding an Isha. Or maybe there's no din arvus. So if an isha is only mechuyev rabbanon, can't be moitzi a man, because an isha doesn't have any din arvus. Zok the dogul mirvava, kum tzachayis. It comes out from this mind blowing rosh that an isha has no din arvus. So with a bit of a problem, well, we come home on Friday night and we've already made the kiddush midiraisa in shul, said the kaddish hashabbos in shul. Yeah, we haven't done the halakos, but we're done. Kiddush in davening in shul, now shmeresu we've done kiddush, so we are ready. Yitzah kiddush midaraisa. We come home and our bnei bais haven't done kiddush yet. Then mechuyev in a Torah, we're mechuyev rabbon. Says the Zogar Rava. If it goes both ways round, that you know, if the isha's not an arav, so she can't be moitzi. Maybe she's not an arav, so she can't be yitzah either, because she's not in the parish of arav. If that's the case, maybe there's a problem every Friday night. Us coming home being Kiddush with all that Kavona, the Maisa, we're not even Moitzi, Abnei Bais. As those of Dagon Rav, Yesh Dei Stapik. Comes along with Rav Akiva Eger, just Dagon Rav. Here he says, you misunderstood the Rosh. And this is very important, this is the Etzem, the crunch of the Kiddush we want to say over here. Zogar Rav Akiva Eger, looking at the Rosh, simply speaking, it looks like he's making a chiddush between a gender difference. Ish or an Isha. If you're an Isha, you're not an Arabus. If you're an Ish, you're an Arabus. Because the Muslim, the Shaila is Isha, not Arabus. That's what Rav Akiva Eger said. He misunderstood. What the Rosh means to say is as follows. There's no difference Ish and Isha. Everyone's an Arabus. The only defining factor which will decide whether you're an Arabus or not is, are you in the parasha of that mitzvah or not? Are you in the parasha of that mitzvah or not? What the Rosh is saying, Birchas HaMazon. If an Isha was not in the parasha of Birchas HaMazon, which means, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Birchas HaMazon at Har Sinai, he was not talking to an Isha. For whatever the reasons Rashi Tosfos says, because it's in the Ein Benachala, or she can't say Brisk Hashem Santa Serenu, whatever the reason is, if she wasn't in that parasha, then there's no Arvus on that parasha. Don't do it, Isha. she's not in that parasha, she's not in that mitzvah at all, then there's no arvus. If you're in that mitzvah, like Birkas HaMotzon, then a man is in that mitzvah. No, he's really been yotzer his mitzvah because he's eaten the bench already, whatever it is. Then he can really yotzer someone else. Everyone is in the parasha of Tkiyah Shofar. You've been yotzer your mitzvah and you can yotzer someone else. But if you're not in the parasha at all, then you can't be yotzer another person. That's what the Rosh means. Birkas HaMotzon, if an Isha is not in the parasha at all, then you can't be yotzer someone else because you're not in the parasha. A man is in the parasha. Even if you don't see a mitzvah, you can be yotzer somebody else.
And we've got the same problem. Friday night. It's the problem.
Not according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a question of Isha Isha. An Isha is Mechuyev in Kiddush, and an Isha is Mechuyev in Kiddush. So we both had the Din Arvus on Kiddush. Happens to be maybe having Yotzim and Mitzvah already, it doesn't matter.
So there's no Arvus.
So there's still a Din Arvus, there's no problem because I'm still in the Parasha of Kiddush. Okay. L'chayra, this Machlaikas, Rabbi Akiva Dagavoga, is Toila. On a chakira, a very nice, simple chakira regarding arvus. And Bez Hashem then will finish off and say, that is the machlekas, the Ramban and Bahag. There's a famous, it's not so famous, but there's a chakira regarding arvus. When we stood at our grizim and our evil, and we were mekabel on ourselves, this din of arvus, what were we mekabel on ourselves? Was it a new thing? Hashem came on the Tzav of the Levim to give over to Klal Yisrael the Din Arvus, that now there's a new mitzvah, and you have to mekabel yourself, that you're not only responsible for yourselves, you're responsible for the Eden as well. Or no. There's no mitzvah, there's new mitzvah that's given over here. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at Aras Kedem Ha'Evod, he made an extension to all the existing mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael, do you remember how Sinai you had 630 mitzvahs? Now you thought till now those mitzvahs you're responsible for yourselves. You've got to keep Shabbos? Yeah. You've got to keep Shofar? Yeah. It's not only yourself. You have to make sure everybody else does Shabbos. You have to make sure everybody else does all the other mitzvahs. So we're doing an extension to the previous mitzvahs. There's no separate mitzvah. It's an extension to the previous mitzvah that you had till now. Till now you thought it was for yourself. Now you know it's extended that you're responsible for other people as well. The Dogon Merbaba, which he understood the Rosh Kepshutai, that's an afkimin between Isha and Isha, he learns a separate mitzvah. And that separate mitzvah was only given to the men. Wasn't given to the men. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. Only men, that mitzvah wasn't given to men, was only given to men. But Rukhi Vega says, no, there's no separate mitzvah over here. It's an extension to Sinai. So if you included in that mitzvah Sinai, then you're responsible for other people as well. But if you weren't in that parasha Harsinai B'chlal, then it's no extension to responsible for other people. Right? That was all Rabbi Akiva was saying. According to another nafkamina between Dovah and Rabbi Akiva, very simple would be, leave out the Isha and the Isha, even ourselves. Are we Mechuyev? I'm not a Kohen. Everybody else over here is a Kohen. Am I Mechuyev to take responsibility to make sure the Kohenim do their mitzvah? Can I be Moitzi a Kohen on the bracha of his mitzvahs? Well, it depends. If it's a separate mitzvah, then yes, I'm Mechuyev to make sure I have the mitzvahs. The Arvus is only an extension to an existing mitzvah. I'm not in the parasha of the Kohenim's mitzvahs. Hashem never spoke to me when he told me, when he said, Sinai, Kohen, you better do your avodah properly. He wasn't speaking to me, he's speaking to the Kohen. So I've got Arvus on that mitzvah. Then we can understand the Machlekes Rambam and Rambam Bahag. The Rambam was, the Bahag was moine it as one of the mitzvahs because it's a separate mitzvah of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the only part of Hagrizim and Haravol that took place was, it's Sivoi, Levim, you stand over here, Klal Yisrael, you stand over here, and give the brachos and kavos. That was Hagrizim and Haravol. There was no separate other mitzvah taking place at Hagrizim and Haravol. Says the Rambam, Hagrizim and Haravol is a mitzvah that's not knowing the Torahs. We don't have to nowadays stand living in between Hagrizim HaRevel and Klal HaRevel. That was only a practical ceremony that took place then and then. Arvus is not a separate mitzvah. Arvus was just explained to us an extension to the previous mitzvahs that were already given at Har Sinai.